Call to mind right now, in your imagination, someone that you love, that you care for very deeply. Just think of them for a moment. That same emotion, the same feeling, the same image that you have brought up is the same image that Jesus Christ had during his passion. Theologians have said that, of course, God, we know, knows all things. But Jesus Christ was not only God, he was also man. He had the same mind, the same imagination that each of us do. And during his passion, although it's hard for us to understand, he was able in his human mind, the same mind that we have, to imagine all the people he was doing this for individually. That it's true that while he was suffering and going through the passion, all the horrible things that were going on for him, he was thinking of each of us individually. It is also true that if history had somehow been different and Adam and Eve hadn't fallen and things had been going great up until our own day, say I was the one who sinned. I was the only one in human history who had sinned. Jesus Christ would have gone through the exact same amount of suffering, the exact same amount of rejection and pain as he would have gone for the whole human race. It's important for us to remember that Jesus Christ didn't just die for everyone. He died for me. He suffered for me individually. One person, he died for you individually in a unique way. He thought of what you were going through. And this is borne out by the fact that he took the time during all of this to interact and to imagine and to suffer for those individuals who were with him on the way. In the Gospel of St. Luke, which we heard from today, it's so beautiful. Really, the best Christian of all time. The good thief hanging on the cross and saying, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Just remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus remembered us. He remembers us. He thinks of us. If God didn't think of us, we would cease to exist. But even in his human mind, he thinks of us. In the same way that we think of someone with tenderness, he thinks of us. And he also thinks of us not only in moments where we've been tender with him, but also when we've been members of that crowd reviling him and mocking him by our words and by our actions. He thinks of us in those times too, when we've fallen short, when we've sinned. He thinks of us too, and what does he say? He says, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He thinks of us too when we're the victims of suffering, when we're the victims of rejection, of hatred. And he gives us an example with his human mind. He was rejected as a human being. We're human beings. When we're rejected, when we suffer, he gives us an example of how we are supposed to react. Not to lash out, not to protest, but to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Imagine in the moment where he is to say, Father, forgive them. The same people who are piercing his side with a lance, putting a crown of thorns on him, mocking him, rejecting him. His own friends even, Peter and Judas, who rejected him. We too go through that. And he has given us an example, a human example, of how we're supposed to respond. And because that isn't easy, he gives us the grace to do it. That by the power of his resurrection and the grace of our own baptism, we can live our lives the same as Jesus Christ lived it during his passion. And he gives us that grace individually. He suffers with us. The cross of Calvary doesn't end 2,000 years ago. Every time we suffer, we're members of the body of Christ. He's carrying that cross right beside us. So when there's some suffering in your life, don't ever forget. Jesus never forgets. Don't ever forget to look over your shoulder. Oh, there he is. He's carrying his cross right beside me. The suffering I'm going through, he's going through. Calvary doesn't stop until the last day. Christ suffers through each of us. Offer that suffering to him. Say to Jesus, remember when Simon of Cyrene carried your cross? Could you carry my cross for a while? I can't handle it. It's too heavy. Jesus never forgets you. He never forgets any detail of your life in his human mind. When you're on the way of your cross, don't forget Jesus.